So the Medal of Valor is the nation's highest award for public safety officials, and this week, Vice President Joe Biden awarded it to Weber County Sheriff's Lieutenant Nathan Hutchinson, as well as 21 other officers from across the country. Hutchinson, your listeners might remember, was part of this raid in an Ogden home in 2012 where Officer Jared Frankham was killed. That raid's been a little controversial since some have argued that the officers came into the home without identifying themselves as police. Nevertheless, Hutchinson, the lieutenant, was shot 5 times and helped rescue 2 other agents who had been shot. And he was honored at the same ceremony this week at the White House where several Watertown, Massachusetts cops who engaged in the firefight with the Boston bombing suspect awarded the same thing, and some pretty other heroic public safety officers from across the country.
Okay, but getting this award from the president, a Utah officer will come home with the Medal of Honor.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice medal. I had a good close look at it. It's pretty neat and pretty heroic cop there.
All right. Well, Thomas, in other news this week, Utah Supreme Court Justice Jill Parrish has been waiting several months to be confirmed to the federal bench. How much longer is she going to have to wait?
Well, she's going to have to keep her current black robe for a little longer, I guess. President Obama nominated Parrish last year, but her nomination expired when the session ended, so Obama had to renominate her to the Federal District of Utah again this year. And this week, the Senate Judiciary is supposed to vote on her, to advance her and get her towards confirmation, but they delayed that for a couple weeks. Of course, the Judiciary also delayed the Attorney General nominee, Loretta Lynch, so at least she's in good company. But, hopefully within a month or so, she'll actually be on the federal bench.
Thomas, these holding patterns with judicial nominees are really interesting. It seems like there's kind of a constant battle there in D.C.
Yeah, and it's just, the way that the members of Congress are able to, hold the power that they have. So, otherwise they just let them go through really easily, but they have one thing they can do, and that's delay something.
All right, well, we will wait and see another month or so and check back in with you. Finally today, Thomas, President Obama this week asked Congress for new war powers to attack and destroy the so-called Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. How did Utah Senator Orrin Hatch respond to that?
So Utah senior senator had pushed for the president to request new war powers that didn't essentially limit the president's ability to go after the ISIS group, one that could include like ground troops, no limits on geography. But the president actually didn't ask for that. The White House request put a deadline in the authorization of 3 years, unlimited like enduring ground operations. Hatch in a radio interview called that, quote, utterly stupid. And said that, a lot of other hawkish Republicans said, that's not right, that you should have the power you need to do to destroy this group. At least we can note that in this instance, at least, Senator Hatch wanted to give the president more power than he was asking for. We should note that for history's sake.
Right. A rarity for a Republican senator to be asking for greater powers for a Democratic president. But I guess all's fair in love and war. Is this a done deal? Is the president going to get the powers that he's requesting?
No, I mean, there's going to be a congressional debate about this. And Congress is really split because there's a lot of people who recall, Iraq and Afghanistan who are concerned that, you give a president some power and they run with it for as long as they possibly can. While there's others out there who think that, he's not taking enough action against the ISIS group. But that's the thing with Congress these days. Even though we all agree that ISIS is a pretty horrible group, it's difficult to figure out how to combat them.
Right, to agree on what strategy needs to be taken. Thomas, it's, fascinating gig you've got there and interesting stuff you're covering. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Thank you, Roger.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins us weekly for this conversation, and you can find a link to Political Cornflakes at our website, kcpw.org.